So, we're up to Parshas Shmini. Vayhi v'yom haShmini, we're in the middle of the Sira Chatos, the Reish Dorash Moshe v'nei Saraf. Peter's upside down. Okay, now it's good.
Up to 17.
17, okay.
10, 17.
Okay, 10:17. We're up to over here, this long Rashi, the Sira Chatos. Okay, now, as a hakdama to this Rashi, okay, where I didn't understand yesterday, let's just go back to the beginning of the parasha, just to clarify one point, which I foolishly did not I didn't understand yesterday, and I was reviewing today, I came across this. Okay, so, go to the beginning of the parasha, Vahiba Yamashu Nikura Moshe Le'aron Levan Lezik Neishal, Vayomer Le'aron, Kach Lecha, you shall take an Egel, Ben Bokar Lechatos. Aaron is bringing an Egel, and the Ayel Le'oyla. Tamimim v'hakrev lefnei Hashem. Okay, now we know that. That was, we've been told about this already many times. Parshas Tetzave, Parshas Tzav. Fine. Then it says, V'el b'nei Yisrael, this is the part that's important, to daber lemar, kichu se'irizim lechatos. They also have to offer an inaugural carbon. The Jewish people on this day brought a special carbon. A sa'ir, a male ram, okay, a male goat, that's an adult, as a carbon chatos, an egel, okay, a baby par, v'cheves, a sheep, b'nei shana, within their first year, t'mimim l'oila, and then a shar v'ayil l'shlamim, a shar l'ayil l'zboich l'fnei Hashem, a mincha b'lilav ha'shamen, ki hayom Hashem niru aleichem. Okay, so it says over here is that in addition to Aaron bringing his special inaugural korbanos, there was another set of special korbanos that were offered to inaugurate the Mishkan on behalf of the Jewish people, and which includes a seir izim, which is a chatos, an egel, and a keves, as a carbon oila, and a shor, and an ayil as a carbon shlamim. How many carbonos? 5. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, brought, and there were 5 carbonos. A shor, an ayil as a shlamim, an egel, and a cheves as a carbon oila, and a seir izim as a carbon chatos. Carbon chatos. Okay, so now with that hakdama, let's go back to where we're up to. We're up to Pasuk Tes Zayin. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaroi. We're up to Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Eis Seir HaChatos, the Seir HaChatos. Now, who's Seir HaChatos? The only one that brings the Seir HaChatos was Klal Yisrael, because Aaron, the Chatos of Aaron, was a par. And we learned about this already twice, 3 times. Parshas Tetzave, Parshas Tzav. And last week was Saf. Twice, right? So this is already the 3rd time. So we're not dealing here with the par, the chatos of Aaron. That was a par. We're dealing here with the chatos of Klal Yisrael, which was a soir. The seir hachatos. Dorosh, dorash, Moshe. And guess what? V'nei Saraf, it was burnt. V'yik tzoif. Moshe was angry. Al against Elazar v'al isamar b'nei Aaron hanoisarim lemar madu lechaltim as achatas b'mechama kodesh. Why didn't you eat it? Ki kodesh kodashim, it is holy. The oisa nosan lechem lo says that it was given. It's your responsibility. You are the kohanim. A kohen eats. The kohanim eat the carbon chatos. Every carbon chatos is eaten by the kohanim, not by the owner. And madu lechaltim as achatas b'mechama kodesh. Ki kodesh kodashim, it is kodesh kodashim. The oisa it nosan lechem. It's your responsibility. Lo says to bear es avoin hoedo, the sin of the assembly, lechaper alehem, to atone for them lefnei Hashem. So Moshe was angry. Why was this chatos not eaten? And what does he call this chatos? The seir hachatos. So Rashi comments right away. Which seir? Simply, if you would not know otherwise, you would assume that it's the Seir HaChatos of the beginning of Parashah Shemini. When we lay in Parashah Shemini, in the very beginning of the Parashah, we learn about a special set of korbanos that were offered to inaugurate the Mishkan. Aaron offered special korbanos, and the Kohanim offered on behalf of Klal Yisrael 5 animals. When you bring a complete set, what is a complete set? The whole set is a korban chatos, a korban oila, and a korban shalomim. The set, the complete set of korbanos are these 3 korbanos. Chatos, to atone for sin, an oila is a gift, and shlomim makes peace. 3 categories. What was the chatos? A so'ir, a male adult goat. What was the oila? An egel and a keves, baby animals. Okay, a keves, the sheep. An egel is a baby para. And what was the carbon shlomim? The carbon shlomim was a par. That's a massively large animal, and it's male, and it is an ayil, a ram, an ayil. And the soyer is a baby goat. A soyer is a baby goat. So it says over here, that was chatas. So if you would not know better, if you would not think otherwise, so you would assume, what are we referring to? Ve'eseir ha'chatas d'roish d'rash Moshe v'hinei. So if Moshe made an investigation regarding the seir ha'chatas, and he discovered that the entire animal was burnt. It was not offered on the Mizbeach. It was not eaten. It was not eaten by the Kohanim. Who are the Kohanim? There are only 2 Kohanim, Elazar and Isamar. Because Nadav and Avihu, their brothers, died. So Rashi, right away, he shatters the whole impression that you would get. Rashi says, Sir Achatas, Seir Musvei Rosh Chodesh. This is not the seir of the beginning of the parasha. Although you would be misled, you would be inclined to believe that when it says over here that the soyer, we are referring over here to the soyer of Rosh Chodesh. Of the inaugural korbanos. No, it's not. We are dealing here with the soyer hachatos of Rosh Chodesh, because this day was the first day of Chodesh Nisan, and on Rosh Chodesh Nisan you bring a korban musaf. And what is the Karban Musaf? The Karban Musaf includes a so'ir as a Karban Chatos. And Rashi explains, Shlosha Siri Chatos Karbu Bo Bayom. Number one was the Seir Izim. That's the Seir Izim of the beginning of the Parasha. And then it says the Seir Nachshain. And that's in Parashas Nosoi. In Parashas Nosoi, it tells us that on the first day of Nisan, they offered Nachshon ben Aminadav. He offered a special carbon in on behalf of his tribe. And then is the third, the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Umikulon lo nisraf Elazeh. So Elazar and Isamar ate the meat of the Sohir of Nachshon. And Elazar and Isamar ate the meat of the Sohir of Klal Yisrael. That was part of the set of the inaugural korbanos. The only thing that Elazar and Isamar did not eat from the Chatois is the so'ir that was part of the Karban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Moshe did not understand. If there are 3 Chatois that are being offered today, and they're all the same animal, they're all the same category, the same type of animal, why did you, Elazar and Isamar, eat 2 of them and did not eat the 3rd? So that was his question. V'sor nachshoyin, umikulon loy nisraf elazeh, v'nechluku b'divrei chachme Yisrael, v'nechlu b'davar chachme Yisrael, yeyishoyim, some say, m'bnei tuma shenogabon nisraf. Some said, you know why it was burnt? Because an accident happened. Okay, that somehow it became tuma. Someone, doesn't say how, a sheretz touched it. Someone who was tummy, touched it because Nadav and Avihu died. So maybe someone touched their body. Something strange happened that this particular carbon became tummy in the Mishkan on the very first day. And because it became tummy, the law is if the basar becomes tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. The Yeshayim, some say, not. This is the more popular answer. Nothing happened. It did not become tummy. The reason why they did not eat it was because v'yesh amim nibnei aninus nisraf. It's because they were in a state of mourning. Their brothers died. Nadav v'Avihu died. And when they died, that means Elazar and his son became oininim. And a person in a state of aninus, of mourning, is not allowed to eat kachim. A kohen who suffers the loss of one of his relatives and is an avelus is not allowed to eat kachim. So being that Nadav v'Avihu died, they were in avelus, they were not allowed to eat the kachim. But that begs the question, if that's the case, so if you did not eat the karban chatos of Rosh Chodesh, you also should not have eaten the karban chatos of Nachshon ben Aminadav and the special karban chatos that Klal Yisrael offered on that day in the beginning of the parasha. One size fits all. So, what is the answer? What was their logic? Their logic is, there's a special dispensation. Even though that we are mourners, we are still permitted, and not only permitted, we are obligated to eat the meat of the korbanos, but only korbanos that are offered once in a lifetime, once in existence. And that is the korbanos of kodshei doros, which means the chatos of Nachshon ben Aminadav and the chatos of the inauguration of the Mishkan. It was a one-time event, never to be repeated. And anything that is unique only happens once in our existence. There is a special dispensation, that you are able to eat it. You're able to eat it even during the time of Avelus. But the chatos of Rosh Chodesh is nothing special. Because there will be another Rosh Chodesh. Wait another month. Wait until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Wait until next year. Rosh Chodeshim, they come around all the time. Okay, before I forget, tomorrow night I'm not going to be here. Okay, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. There's a very nice boy who sits next to me in davening for the last, I don't know, the last number of years, certainly since COVID. He's getting married tomorrow. Mamash sits next to me. I tried to read him Shaduchim. It didn't work out. He wanted. The girl didn't want. But he's getting married tomorrow to someone else. He's getting married tomorrow. He invited me to his wedding. I feel an achrayus to go to his wedding because I sit next to him for so many years already. He's a very nice boy. He asked me to come. So I'm going to go to the wedding. I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. And then I have another wedding, which I wouldn't go to, but once I'm already going to one wedding, I might as well go to the other one and say hello to my friend. My friend is marrying with his daughter. I have another friend. He has, I think, 7 daughters. Good luck, buddy. 7 daughters. He's marrying off one of his 7 daughters. Wow, big simcha, right? 7 daughters. So I'm going to go. He has one son. He has 7 daughters and 1 son, I think. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go stop over there. That's later. Then I'll go. I'm not really. So there's no shir tomorrow. Shabbos said tomorrow night. If I forget to tell you, there's not gonna be a shir tomorrow night. Unless I decide not to go, then I'll call you up. But otherwise, it's not gonna be a shir tomorrow night. All right. So over here we are. Over here, going back and coming over here. So therefore, what's over here? V'yeshem sozim v'nei anis nisrav v'lefishu kachay deres av kachay shah. Some call Moshe Shomar Lohem Bemincha Vichlu Malazar. Yesham Nea Tuminit Nagabov, Yesham Nea Ninus Nishraf. Lufi Shuhu Kotche Doyrois. It's Kotche Doyrois. It's not unique. Kotche Doyrois means that this carbon is offered continuously. Every 30 days, this carbon is offered. So, therefore, it's not special. It's not special if we are Timaim, if the Kohanim are in Avelos. They're not allowed to eat the meat. Therefore, if they can't eat it, they burnt it because it can't be eaten, so it has to be burnt. There was no one else to eat it. But the other two korbanos, which was called kodshei sha'ah, once in a lifetime, once in the existence of the Jewish people, then the kohanim are obligated to eat it even though they are in a state of aninos. Avul b'kotshei shah, samchal moshe, sh'om alohem, b'mincha v'ichluha matzos, eat the matzos. Because part of the carbon had also a mincha, which we have to go back and read the psukim, but had a mincha, fine. Okay, so that's the story. Rashi over here is giving us an overview of the entire story. Now, the problem over here is Rashi told us what happened, and Rashi told us the logic as to why exactly Elazar and his son behaved the way they did. However, we jumped the gun because Moshe does not know this yet. In the psukim now that we're reading, Moshe did not know this difference between Kodshei Sho'o and Kodshei Doros, and therefore, Moshe said, Moshe made an investigation, Rashi, Doroish Dorash, why are there two words, Doroish Dorash? Shtei Drishos, Halalu, Mibnei Man Nishav Zen, number one, why is this burnt? Mibnei Man Nechlu Elu, why is this carbon burnt? And why is this carbon eaten? Kahu B'Toras Kohanim. That's what it says in Toras Kohanim. Why this, that's what it says in the Medrash Halacha. That's why there's a double Derisha. Moshe did not understand why, if there are three chatois from the same animal, a Seir Izim, why two of them were eaten and why is the third not eaten and was burnt. So who did Moshe get angry at? It says in the Pasuk, he got angry at Elazar v'Ali Samar, b'shvil kvoido shel Aaron hafach ponov k'neged habanim v'cho'as. Okay, so who is Moshe? Rashi over here is telling us an incredible insight. Moshe was really angry at Aaron. Who's the boss? Who's in charge here? Aaron is in charge. So Moshe was really angry at Aaron. However, because Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, and Aaron just suffered a great tragedy, Moshe did not want to vent his anger directly at Aaron. So the way you do it is you let out your anger on someone else. You let out your anger on someone else, and they get, what do they do to deserve it? Nothing. I don't know how you understand this. It's hard to understand. They got the brunt of Moshe's anger, but Aaron was present, and Aaron understood that Moshe really was screaming at him. Okay, so this is a technique that a Rebbe does when you get angry at the good student, you scream at the bad students, and the good student gets the message. You don't want to scream at the good student because the good student is such a good guy, such a good person. You don't want to go and get him angry. So you scream at the bad students because the bad students anyway deserve to get screamed at for other reasons. And the male of the good student, he gets the message. So that's what Rashi Elias says in incredible Chiddush. B'shul kvoide shel Aaron hopach ponov k'neged habanim v'kohas. Leimor. Leimor means Omar lohem. Heshivuni al divarai. He said to them, answer me. He said to them, Heshivuni al divarai. I want a response. I want a response to my question. Okay, so what's the question? Pasuk Rashi Yudzayin, Madu lo echaltem es hachatos bimkoim hakodesh. Bimkoim hakodesh. Why did you not eat the chatos in the holy place? Then Moshe now on his own, it's very strange. Moshe on his own starts going through all of the possibilities. Moshe is very, this whole psukim is very, very difficult and thin. Moshe starts going through, let's try to figure this out. Why would you possibly burn the meat? What could possibly have gone wrong? Maybe you took the meat outside of the Mishkan. The meat was taken outside the courtyard. The courtyard is the Azara of the Mishkan, the courtyard. Maybe the meat of the carbon, you slaughtered the animal, and you had the meat all ready to go to eat. And then for some bizarre reason, the meat was taken outside of the curtains. And the law is, if meat of Kodesh is taken outside of the curtains, of the Azara, it becomes disqualified. It no longer can be eaten, even if you bring it back inside, and it must be burnt. Maybe that's what happened. So Moshe says that did not happen. I have the security cameras, footage from the security cameras of the Mishkan. I went to the footage, and I see the meat did not go out of the courtyard. I know as a fact, I know the meat did not leave the courtyard, so therefore that cannot be the reason why you burnt it. Now here comes a very big chiddush. This next part is a very, very big chiddush. Moshe then says, I have another possibility. Maybe you took the meat inside the heichal. Okay, this is a tremendous chiddush. If you take meat of kodesh, everyone could understand that if you take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified. But what happens if you take the meat inside? What do you mean inside? In the courtyard, there are curtains, and then in the courtyard, there's the Mizbeach, and there is the Kiyar, and then there is the Ulam, the Heichel. The Heichel is the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In there is where the Menorah is, where the Shulchan is, where the Aron is, where the Mizbeach Hazav is. If you take the meat of a Karban and you bring it into the Heichel, it becomes disqualified. That's not obvious. I don't think the average person the average person does know the halachas. If you tell the average there's a halacha that if you take the meat outside the curtains, it becomes disqualified. Okay, I get it because it's holy. It has to remain in a holy place. But if I take it into the ulam, into the heichal, where the menorah is, where the shulchan is, where the mizbech hazav is, where the kodesh hakodashim is, what did I do wrong? I'm still inside the curtains. I'm in the curtains. I didn't go out. I went to even a holier place. No, the halacha is, if you take the basar kodesh, if you take it into the heichal, it becomes disqualified. That's the halacha. That's the chiddush. So therefore Moshe says, I have access to the security footage of the Mishkan, and I know as a fact, it is not taken outside, it was not taken inside. So those possibilities are excluded. Did you take it outside? First of all, it didn't disappear. You burnt it. Uma hu oimer b'mokem ha-kodesh. What does it mean then, b'mokem ha-kodesh? El omar lochem, shema chutz l'kloyim yotza v'nifsala. Maybe you took it. Let's go back to Rashi one more time. Rashi says, madu lechad b'mokem ha-kodesh, why did you not eat it? V'chi chutz l'kodesh shachlua? You didn't eat it outside. Moshe of you is saying, I know as a fact that you did not take the meat outside the curtains and eat it outside. You did not eat it all together. You burnt it. What is it over here? I'm not sure I'm reading correctly, but the basic idea is, maybe you took it out of the curtains, and maybe you took it outside. Maybe you took it outside of the Azara, and once the meat leaves the curtains, the meat becomes disqualified and may never be eaten again. Ki kodesh kodashim hu v'nifseles b'yotzei. And meat of kodesh becomes disqualified when it leaves the courtyard. V'heim amru lo, and they said to Moshe, lav. Moshe, we did not. We did not take the meat outside the curtains. Amar lohem, hoil since, v'mkoyim ha-kodesh hoisa, amadua lo yachaltem oisa. So why then did you not eat it? V'oisa nosan lohem loseis, she'akoyhanim oichlim ubolim mischar. This is a pasuk in which parasha? I don't remember. This pasuk is in parashas. I don't remember. It's in Shemos. It says that when the Kohanim eat the meat, that is a part of the atonement. Part of the atonement that the owner gets comes when the Kohanim eat. How does all of this work? I have no idea. But this is all very mystical things. But when the Kohanim eat, they chew and swallow the meat of a carbon chatas. That is a portion of the atonement. So therefore, Moshe was giving them Musa. Don't you realize? Today is the inauguration of the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael is bringing a special carbon of atonement. You have a very great responsibility to eat the carbon to bring the atonement to the Jewish people for the sin of the Chedo Egel and V'chulu V'chulu. And by you not eating, you're preventing the Jewish people from receiving a full dosage of atonement.
What
law says to carry us avoid ho'eda mikan lamanu she so'ir rosh chodesh haya. From here we know that it was the sorer of rosh chodesh that was not eaten. Shehu mechaper al avoyin tumas mikdash v'kodoshav shechato shmini v'chatos nachshon loy lechapar bo. Wow. And Rashi over here says that since Moshe Rabbeinu over here, this is the proof. Again, as we started today, it doesn't say anywhere in this parasha that it was Rosh Chodesh. You know that? It just says v'hibayim hashmini. It doesn't say in this week's parasha that it was Aleph Nisan. It doesn't say. We have to figure that out. We have to figure that out. Maybe it says in another parasha. All it says is v'hibayim hashmini. There is no mention that it was Rosh Chodesh. There's no mention that it was Rosh Chodesh. And there's no mention that it was Rosh Chodesh. And we figured it out on our own. And Nachshon ben Aminadav, Nachshon, that's not even in the sixth parasha altogether, that's in Parashas Nosai. How do we know all these things? So the only thing that it says explicitly in the parasha is the inaugural carbon. So we would assume that when it says in the pasuk Doroish Dorash Moshe V'nei Sarav, is referring to the inaugural carbon chatas. But the giveaway is because it says that Aaron gave Musar, Aaron gave Musar to Moshe gave Musar to the B'nai Aaron, to Aaron. Don't you realize that when you eat this carbon, you bring atonement? The only carbon that brings atonement from these three carbonos is Rosh Chodesh. The other two carbonos, the inaugural, is not for atonement. It's not for atonement, just like a gift. Even though it's called a carbon chatos, but the Rashi over here says a chiddush. It's not for atonement. Why not? A chatos automatically is for atonement. I don't know. But the chatos of Rosh Chodesh is indeed for atonement. What is the atonement of Rosh Chodesh? That is if by accident a Kohen ate Kodoshim when he was Tameh, or if a Kohen ate Kodoshim that was Tameh. They need atonement. That's what it comes for. So therefore the fact that the Pasuk over here says that this carbon chatas is coming to bring atonement is a revelation, is giving atonement, is the revelation that we're dealing over here with the carbon chatas of Rosh Chodesh, because from the three chatas, that's the only one which brings atonement. Okay, pasuk yud ches. Okay. Let's go now. Let's go further. Let's do one more before we do the targum. One more pasuk yud ches. Hein lo yehuva es dama el hakodesh penima. The blood did not enter into the heichal, and therefore ochol toichlu oisa ba kodesh kasher tziveisi. Now that was the part that I told you before. Now I didn't tell it to you correctly. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tohus hem biyadi. I told you that if the meat of the carbon chatas, of any carbon for that matter, goes inside the heichel, then the carbon becomes disqualified. That might not be correct. What the pasuk says is if the blood of any carbon enters inside the heichel, then the carbon becomes disqualified. Just like if the blood leaves the courtyard, if the blood is taken outside of the azara, the carbon becomes disqualified. Likewise, if the blood enters into the holy, it also becomes disqualified. Now let's see what it says in Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches. Hein, behold, lehuva she'ilu huva hoya lechem l'sarfa. If the blood of this carbon chatas would mistakenly enter into the heichal, then you would be correct. Then you would have to burn it. Kemo she'nemar, v'chol chatos, asher yuvo midomo, and vayikra, it says, if you take the blood inside, it becomes disqualified. And therefore, Moshe basically has gone through all of the possibilities. Why then did you burn the meat of the carbon chatos of Rosh Chodesh when you did not burn the meat of the chatos of Nachshon and of the inaugural carbon of Klal Yisrael on the Yom HaShmini? Why? What are the possibilities? You accidentally took the meat outside, that did not happen. You took the blood of the carbon inside to the heichel, that did not happen. So we've eliminated all of the other possibilities, and therefore we're stuck. Why? Why? And there is no, and therefore you should have eaten the meat. Even though you, what's going to be the answer you're going to give me? We are in Avelus. Our brothers died. And therefore we're Avelus. No! That's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. And what's the proof that it's not an excuse? Because you did eat the chatos of the other two korbanos, even though you are oinanim. So it's obviously not an excuse. Like I commanded you. Okay. So now let's go weiter. Aaron responds, Pasuk Yitess. Hain, behold. So notice, who gave the answer? Not Elazar and Isamar. Aaron gave the answer. So if Aaron gave the answer, why then did Moshe scream, get angry, vayiktsoif on Elazar and Isamar? So that's what Rashi said before. Because Moshe did not want to go and raise his voice to his own brother, who was the Kohen Gadol. So he expressed his frustration indirectly by expressing his anger at Aaron's children. And Aaron was an earshot listening to what is going on. Aaron really knew that the anger was being directed at him indirectly. So Aaron responded, Vayedaber Aaron el Moshe, hein behold, hayoim, today, hikrivu, if we were to offer es chatosam, v'es oilosam lufnei Hashem, vatikrenu oisi ko'ele, v'ochalti chatos hayoim, Hashem. It's a very difficult pasuk to translate these words. In essence, it just means is it correct to do? It doesn't say, he's not giving you an answer. He's just saying, Hein behold, Hayom today, Hikrivu, if we were to offer the sin offering, the Chatosam, the Esoilosam, before Hashem, and a tragedy, Vatikreno Oisi Ko'ele. What is the Ko'ele? Ko'ele over here means the tragedy of losing my two children, the occurrence of this tragic event. If I would continue to proceed and not only offer the sacrifice, but eat from the meat, v'ochalti chatos hayoim, if I would eat the chatos today, hayitav be'enei Hashem, would it be proper and correct? The pasuk doesn't really answer, tell you what the answer is. We need to come on to Chazal. And Vayishman, Vayisha, Moshe hears, and he is satisfied with the answer. Vayitav be'enov, and is pleasing in his eyes. Rashi says, a lot of Rashi over here. Pasuk, we have a lot of Rashi. Vayidaber, Aaron spoke. The previous Rashi, I love one Rashi. Kasher tzivisis lochem, I can command you by the mincha. I told you to eat the mincha. You should have eaten the meat also. In the previous aliyah, we learned yesterday, 2 days ago, that you should have eaten he told them to eat the mincha. Why is the mincha different? I don't know. Let's see this pasuk. Vayidaber Aaron, ein loshon dibor ela loshon az. It's a strong expression. It's a powerful expression. Shenemar, as it says, Vayidaber Efsha Moshe Kotzach Lozo Ve'Ali Soma V'Aaron Medaber. It's the same question we said before. Who is Moshe expressing his anger to? Lozo V'Soma. Why is Aaron answering? Ho Yodata Shlohoisa Ela Miderech Kavod. Amru Elaz Rani Samar said, Einoi Bidin Sheyehe Avinu Yoshe V'Anu Medarim Lufanov. Since Aaron was sitting there as well, Elaz Rani Samar said, it's not Derech Cheretz for us to speak up in the presence of our father. V'Einoi Bidin Sheyehe Talmud Meshev Es Rabbi. And we should not answer back our teacher. Yachal Mnei Shelo Hoyo Be'Elaz Rani Samar, because they didn't know what the answer? No, Talmud Lomar, Vayomer Elazar HaKoyin El Anshei HaTzava. When Elazar had what to say, he spoke. Harei Kishirotza L'daber L'fnei Moshe L'fnei HaNesim. He knew how to speak. Kishirotza, when he wanted, Diber L'fnei Moshe L'fnei HaNesim. Zu Matzasi V'Sifri Al Shalponim Shalponim Sheini. I don't know what that means. So therefore, Elazar had what to say. And when Elazar wanted to talk, he would talk. So why then over here in this instance did he not talk? The answer is because in this instance it would be a lack of derech eretz to their father. Because their father is the president. It's not derech eretz for a son to speak in the presence of his father. If the father has what to say, let the father say. It's not derech eretz for the son to speak in his presence. So what was the answer? Hein hayom ekrivu, mahu oimer, what is the answer? Elo amar loy moshe shema zaraktem dama oinenim. So over here, it seems over here that we're getting over here more. Rashi over here is learning in this pasuk that the Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out what went wrong. Another possibility is that they did zurika, they applied the blood to the mizbeach, Hashem has racked him. Dama, okay, oinenim. Okay, they were in the mourning. Sheha oinen sheavad is a cholol. In on the person who is mourning that does the avoda, it's disqualified. Amar loy aron v'chi heimik rivu. Shemed yoitois. They are not the ones who offer the sacrifice, offer the blood. They're only ordinary kohanim. Today, it's my obligation to bring the korbanos. Ani hikrafti. Shani kohen gadol. And a kohen gadol is makriv oinik. So over here, he's introducing over here a whole new concept. He's saying over here is that, now we know the halacha is that an ordinary kohen, if he loses one of his seven closest relatives, he's not allowed to do the service. He is not allowed to. And if he does the service is invalid. However, the Kohen Gadol is obligated. A Kohen Gadol who loses one of his seven closest relatives, it says explicitly in Parshas Emor, is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and he must continue to serve. That's the law, special halacha for a Kohen Gadol. So Aaron says to Moshe, what are you doing over here? You're attacking my children. You're trying to figure out why they burnt the meat of the Korban Chatas. And you're coming up with all of these different ideas. Even the ideas that you come up with, which may make sense, it's not relevant. Because they are not the ones who brought the sacrifice. I'm the one who brought the sacrifice. And I am a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol has a duty to do the service no matter what. So this idea that maybe the reason why because since they were oinanim, they were in mourning, and an ordinary Kohen is not allowed to do the service, and they did the service, so that's why they burnt it. No, that cannot be a possible reason. Because guess what? They didn't do it. I did it. And I, the Kohen Gadol, is allowed to serve even in a state of aninus. So why then did I burn the Korban Chatos? What is the ultimate answer? Vatekrena oisikwele. Afilu lo hayu hamesim bonai. Okay, this is a very powerful Rashi. Even if the two people who died today were not my children, elishar kroivim shani chayev liyos oin aleim koelu kagon kol hamurim beparshas koyhanim shakoyin mitame lohem. Okay, so he's saying over here very big chiddush, tremendous chiddush over here. Over here, Rashi over here is telling us that there's a difference between children and all the other relatives. A child is closer to a father than his other relatives. Even if the ones who died were not my children, they were other people. If such a tragedy would happen, v'achalti chatas v'im achalti hayitav, hayoim, would it be proper to do it? No. Avol aninus lailamun. The Rashi of Yerush making a halachic diak that the aninus by day is forbidden, but at night it's mutter. Shein oinin ela b'yom kavur. That's just a general halach. Aninus only is by day, not at night. Hayita b'yenai, b'yenai Hashem im shamat. And here comes the ultimate answer. It's not even the pasuk. It's all mamash to mesora. It's all in the mesora. That is im shamata b'kodshe shaw. Ein l'chol l'hakel b'kodshe doyrais. Just because you, Moshe, heard that there's a special dispensation today to do the Avodah, no matter what, that is only in relation to the special, unique korbanos that only are offered once in a lifetime. But the korban chatos of Rosh Chodesh, which is offered 12 times a year for all generations, there is no special dispensation. And being that I am an oinein, I'm not allowed to eat. I can do the service. An oinein can do this. Who is a kohen gadol? A kohen gadol who is an oinein is allowed to do the zurika, the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zurika. But he's not allowed to eat. Oh, but it's a special day today. Yeah, it's a special day for the other two chatos, but not for the korban chatos. And that's why it was burnt. Moshe heard. Vayita beinav hoyde v'lebush lo malo shamati. Moshe, you're right. Aaron, my brother, you are correct. He was not embarrassed to say that I did not know. Moshe is an Isha Emes. He admitted he did not know the answer. And this is to the credit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the person of Ayar Osoki Toiv who. Moshe was Toiv. Where was Moshe Toiv? Right here. Here is the Toiv Ayita Be'inov. It was good. He was Moide B'Toiv. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you very much for coming. Tomorrow night there is no Shir. So Mir Tzashem, the next show will be Bli Neder on Monday. Okay, on Monday. Thank you very much for coming. Have a good night, everyone. Sei gesund. Be well.
Enjoy the wedding. Enjoy the wedding, but also go get your shirt.
What?
No, he's talking about Mrs. Glad. Okay, get my shirts. Not one shirt. Shirts.
Uh-huh.
Get a lot of shirts.